Well, to talk more about the global ambitions of Western powers, let's now cross live to London-based journalist and author Afshin Ratansi. Good to have you on RT again, Afshin. Now, I spoke yesterday with a London-based journalist who suggested that another world power was interested in Africa and the Middle East, China. Now, that's a country that has extensive energy and construction investments there in Libya. Is this really a worry for Western powers and the US in particular, do you think?
I think it's definitely part of the wider context. One shouldn't over-egg it. China has more investment probably in Angola or Zambia than Libya. But definitely China is part of this equation that's worrying Washington, I'd say, rather more than European Union leaders. But definitely, one only has to look at Khartoum to see Chinese investment in Africa. And Gaddafi was one person who, for all his privatization and latent suddenly coming back to the Western power fold, he still didn't like AFRICOM, the American Defense Network, now headquartered in Germany, regarding Africa. And he didn't really like the US dollar. And what is the new currency for the continent of Africa? We have to wait and see to find out.
But if China does have significant interests in Libya, why didn't it veto that UN resolution on a no-fly zone in order to protect its interests, do you think?
It's rapidly becoming a mystery to quite a few people why Russia and China decided to abstain in UN Security Council Resolution 1973. I think some people would say that China, ironically, has some colliding ambitions, as it were, when it comes to Libya, because Bahrain and Saudi are currently in the throes of demonstrations not covered on Western corporate media. And ironically, China needs a stable Saudi Arabia and Bahrain for its own energy needs. So U.S. interests and Chinese interests are one and the same to a degree. Perhaps that is why it, in this case, abstained. But certainly when it comes to Russia, the Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was quick to say in the past few days that we need a ceasefire in Libya, not more NATO bombardment.
What about the relationship between China and Iran? How much of a challenge is that to Western interests?
I think, as I was saying, that in Africa, countries like Sudan, which are outside of the U.S. orbit, Iran is outside of the U.S. orbit. There seems to be another hegemony in the making. Many people say that China, of course, is going to be the new superpower. Chinese investment in Iran totals some $165 billion or so. It is rapidly finding problems with U.N. resolutions regarding Iran. So in that case, Beijing and Washington's interests don't coincide. And I think lots of countries are now looking to perhaps go with the other side. Washington, it has to be said, according to one National Security Agency advisor, Mr. Donilon, he said, the reason we went into Libya, one factor, was we had said Gaddafi had could no longer be leader, and it would look to Iran as if we make threats that we don't follow through on. A bizarre way to run foreign policy, I think.
Just very briefly, we're running a comment that, you know, and we're actually seeing it in our output, that there are some analysts saying a new Cold War is emerging between China and the US. I mean, is that an exaggeration?
I think there has been a Cold War since the Second World War with China, arguably, and it is certainly hotting up. But the State Department, the think tanks on Capitol Hill don't seem to understand what to do, perhaps because of American lobbying firms on K Street in Washington, who themselves are trying to gain contracts with the world's fastest growing or most exciting economy like China. We mustn't forget, no government in the history of the world has brought so many people out of poverty, so many hundreds of millions of people out of poverty in such a short time as the Chinese government.
Just finally, I've been talking to you about Libya. Very briefly, I want your comments about the current situation there in Libya. Everybody's saying it's a stalemate. What should happen next to get some sort of breakthrough, just briefly, to end all this?
Well, arguably, we should quickly have Moscow and Beijing come in there, put their ceasefire plans that they've been urging on Washington in the West, and perhaps with Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. Peace, as Churchill said, jaw-jaw, not war-war.
And no responsibility from Arab partners, from the Arab world at all in this? You're talking about Moscow and Beijing.
And the African Union as well. And I think many people on the in the Arab League are now very, very disquiet, very, very disconcerted by what is going on. The continued NATO bombardment and a very odd opposition group that no one is sure the makeup of.
Journalist and author Afshin Rattansi joining us live there in London. Thanks for your comments. Always good to hear from you. Thank you.